Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to All About Your Home, your source for the latest trends, tips, and issues facing today's real estate market. I'm your host, Stephen Bast, owner of Four County Home Inspection Services, based right here in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Joining me today is Tamara Burkett, a customer loyalty architect. Good morning, Tamara. How are you?
Good morning, Steve. I'm well. Thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah, not a problem. I have to ask you one initial question, though, because this has me puzzled. What exactly is a customer loyalty architect?
Sure. So a customer loyalty architect is someone that helps you build systems that will help you have more of a relational feel to your business and help you retain your customers. So it's all about helping you with the tech. A lot of times people are intimidated by the tech, or they overuse it where they don't have those personal relationships and interactions with their clients, and therefore they don't have the customer retention or the referral base that they're looking for. So I help you with all of that so you can increase your customers and create a sustainable business.
Okay, sounds kind of like, and correct me if I'm wrong, sounds kind of like a balancing act between the technology and the personal side of the relationship. Would that be a fair way to summarize that?
Yeah, absolutely. In today's world, we're bombarded with so many different apps or different systems and things. And a lot of times it can be easy to automate everything and just let the tech do all the heavy lifting. But a lot of times we leave out that human-to-human interaction. And that's really how you grow, like you're raising fans and you get the referrals that people are looking for. So I definitely help them with that balancing act.
Okay. Well, I'll use myself as a guinea pig. If you were to come into my business, right, I'm a home inspector. What suggestions or where would we start? What are we looking at?
Well, first, I will look at your numbers. We'll look at your numbers and talk about your goals. What issues are you having? What challenges? And so for a lot of people, they have peak seasons and then they have the low seasons where they don't have as much business going on. And so we'll take a look at those type of issues. And then look at the system that you currently have and look at where are the gaps, where are some of the areas that we can increase engagement. And that can be in terms of your communication. Maybe it's your emails or maybe it's the content. It's the type of information that you're sending out. So we're looking at those different areas in your business, and based on your goals, we'll create a strategy and how we can increase those numbers for you and how we can use tech to help you get to that goal.
Okay. I know for all my realtor friends that are out there, this will be a very helpful conversation, I hope. Because a lot of us have different types of customer relationship marketing systems, right, or CRMs. And I know I started with I think my first system was a company called ACT many years ago. It was incredibly helpful at that time for what I was doing. And then, you know, things evolve and there's other ones like Goldmine. And I know a popular one in the corporate world is Salesforce. Honestly, I wasn't a fan of Salesforce. I'm just going to leave it at that. Because in my opinion, Salesforce was not geared towards the salesperson. It was geared as a system of control for the management. You know, I did not find it very helpful. I did not find it very helpful from a data mining, from customer retention, from really using it, like in my mind, to help generate sales. You know, it was used, at least at this particular organization, used it to track every second of every day, and it just basically micromined you, the salesperson, to death. And it was like,
right,
really?
Right.
Seriously? That's, you know, and to me, that wasn't a proper use of the software. That was just,
right.
you know, and correct me if I'm wrong. In my business, I've found a program called Inspection Support Network, or ISN. What ISN does for me is quite frankly a lot. It certainly is a CRM system. So I have all my real estate agents are in there. My customers are in there. Right before we went on air, in fact, I mentioned I was loading in a new inspection order that came through, and I was actually loading it into that system. And that system will then take that order, even though I'm done entering. So it will now automatically send an email to that customer, and it will send an email to that real estate agent that's associated with that order saying, okay, here's when it's scheduled. And then to the customer, it will also have a inspection agreement attached to it that they can then sign electronically once they've had a chance to read it all over. And once they sign it electronically, that will come back into my system and automatically be marked as, yep, documents are signed, you're good to go. In addition to that, to me, that's the basic stuff, right? That's just the basic, you got the order, confirm the order, then just go do the job, right? Once I do the job, then I have an inspection report, right, that I upload to this same system. And it sends out the email. Now, these files are large. My inspection reports have a lot of pictures and, in some cases, a lot of videos attached. So you can imagine the file size on some of these things is fairly large. So they're not sent out typically as an attachment anymore. They're sent out as a link. So then you get an email, and it says, click here to download your inspection report. And that usually passes through everybody's system without any issues. So that, to me, that's like the step one, right? We've made the sale. We've secured the date and time. We've done the work. We've sent out the finished product. But with this system and with a lot of CRMs, that shouldn't be the end of the story, right? You want to still maintain contact with these people. So my system will continue to send emails to the customer. Upwards of actually they're send out annual ones too. It says, hey, it's been a year since you got an inspection. Hope everything's going good, blah, blah, blah. So it does send out reminders. It does send out, it does have it's, hey, if you think I did a good job, you know, write a review, you know, it has those types of emails that go out to customers. I manually send out, emails to my agents, with, you know, new product announcements or, hey, I've got some openings this week, or whatever the case may be. So that's how I use it now. I also use it 'cause it also ties in with third party programs as well. So it ties in. Yeah. It has integrated into other software out there. So some of the, I utilize three different kind of added value, if you will, for my inspections. One, of course, is Home Binder. One is Repair Pricer, and the other one is Porch. All three get delivered via email. All have their own separate features and benefits that I've already talked about on other shows. And if you're listening to this podcast, just go on my website. You can read all about them. Today's not for that.
You hinted on so many like little golden nuggets there, that in terms of what CRM systems do and things of that nature. And so what I like to educate people on is just, one, what is a CRM system? And it's a series of different systems that are linked in one platform. And so those four systems include contact management, where it'll help you in terms of tracking your contacts, and it'll help. Sometimes it can automatically import information or have like a card scanner. It'll also pull in conversations that you've had across different social media platforms, like your email or Facebook and things of that nature. It really helps you with segmenting your audience and things of that nature. So that's one system that has tons of features, and there are a lot of different CRM systems that have different features within that component or that specialize in that. Then you have the sales and leads type of system that helps you with lead scoring. It helps you with tracking different leads that come from your website and things of that nature. And that is like a Salesforce type of system that's really heavy in data mining and having systems, having different features that focus on that lead, how to get someone from a prospect over to a client or a customer. And a lot of people like Salesforce because it really helps you track that whole piece, that sales cycle. But you're right, a lot of people use it for different ways. Upper management will use it straight for the data mining, and like you said, more micromanagement type piece. And then there's also the conversational type of system that really helps a team. So if you have a team that together you make decisions and you evaluate different prospects and things like that, it'll help with that conversation and keep that on track and link that to your client. And then you also have marketing automation type systems, which are really robust systems that have like landing pages that will automate a lot of the email, focus on email marketing and things of that nature. So you talk about how like your system have features from at least three different of those systems. And the crazy thing about CRM right now is that it's a $4 billion industry. So you have thousands of CRMs that are coming on board. Like every day you have a new CRM being created. So you have your choice of the litter when it comes to what type of CRM system you're looking for. And there are some that really are niched into specific industries. So for you, you have one that's home inspection. So they have features that's really tailored towards your needs, and it helps you with onboarding and service delivery. When you talked about how it sends out emails to the client, it helps you schedule the inspection, it sends out different emails to really onboard the client, and it's automated. And so when I talk to realtors, a lot of times they're looking for CRM systems and they go with like a Salesforce or a Pipedrive, but they don't have space for you to list your inventory. So then you have to go and find a different system for that. But there are CRMs just for realtors, right, that includes those features that are absolutely essential to realtors doing their business and having things flow smoothly. And so it's really important that when people are looking for CRM systems, they identify those essential features that they need, which is really connected to different business objective and challenges that they have in their business. So then when they find a CRM system, that it's working, that they enjoy using it, and they're actually using it, and it's integrated with the other systems that they're using. So when you talk about service delivery, when you're talking about the emails that automatically go out, I mean, that saves you tons of time, right? You don't have to think through each email, and then it's consistent across the board. So each client is receiving the same quality service that, you know, clients last month are receiving. It's you don't have to duplicate things, and that's saving you time, and it's also saving you money. And I tell people that CRMs are essential. There are so many business owners out there that don't even use their CRM system or don't have one.
I don't know how you can operate in today's economy without one. Hey, Tamara, we're quickly running out of time, so I'm just going to put a little plug in for you for anybody that wants. go to your website. It's just TamaraBurkett.com. Go there, get all the info. If there's any questions, they can always call me directly, 262-271-0136. Also, the show, today's show will be posted on the blog page of my website. And, of course, Tamara, I will provide you with a copy as well so we can cross-post it on our various social networks.
Awesome.
Thank you for joining me today. I do appreciate it. I'm glad we didn't have any Monday morning technology gremlins. We got through our show.
Right.
So, again, thanks for joining me and have a wonderful day.
Yes, you too. Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.